In the wake of the Parkland, Florida shooting, alumni of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School scattered across the country immediately sought each other out to help their alma mater. Using Facebook, they formed regional groups to organize fundraising efforts. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the first local benefit by MSD graduates, a comedy show.
When 17 people were killed by a gunman at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida a month ago, it took just a couple hours for the school's alumni to locate one another on social media across the country, about 11,000 strong. They began to coordinate events to benefit the school and the victims' families. Rebecca Salas graduated from MSD in 1996, moved to Philadelphia last year. An experienced improv comedian, the first thing she did when she moved here was find the local comedy scene.
I also did not know one single human being in the city before I moved here. And improv is a very social outlet because it's a team sport. Everyone has to work really closely together.
After the shooting, when MSD alumni started to mobilize, Salas discovered there are at least 30 other people in the Philadelphia area from her old high school. She became a point person to rally local support for Stoneman Douglas. On Sunday, Salas coordinated an evening of improv comedy at the Philly Improv Theater in Rittenhouse Square. There's nothing funny about school shootings. The jokes on stage will not refer to the tragedy in Florida. Salas is using laughter to build community with the audience, many of whom will be MSD alumni.
I have lovely friends up here that have been trying really hard to be supportive, but I think there's some comfort in being able to connect with people who are feeling the same way. And I think all of the alumni are feeling very much that this is personal for us and that this happened to all of us. We all share the responsibility for helping and for promoting change.
All the proceeds from the comedy show will go to a fund to help pay for current students of MSD to attend a march in Washington, D.C. next week. Local alumni are planning a similar march in Philadelphia on the same day. It's one of over 700 events planned worldwide for March 24th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.